of God, you need to be praying. You need to be praying as a child of God, or as a man, or as a woman. You need to come into the place of God. Because when you begin to really pray, you begin to rise in the place of affecting God. You begin to increasingly affect your atmosphere. Amen? When you continually speak out, bring out. Because, you see, there's different explanations or ways in which people define prayer. One of them is intercession. Another one is petition. God, give me, give me, give me. That's okay. That's one of the types of prayer. But the real power of prayer is felt when you bring out who you are inside and bring it to the outside. That's now prayer. The real act of prayer is not just to petition heaven or to ask God to come down from heaven. The real power of prayer is manifested when you bring out who you are inside and bring it to bear on your atmosphere. Amen? Yeah, because inside you are all anointed. There's an anointing inside of you. That's what the Bible says. An unction of the Holy One inside of you. So if you can bring that out and cause it to come into your atmosphere, that's now power. That's power. You are powerful beyond measure. But you see, your atmosphere doesn't know it. It's so unaware, amen? So prosperity begins to come when the power comes out from inside of you and begins to come to the outside of you. Now the outside can look like the inside of you, amen? Because inside of you, you're actually prosperous. You're prosperous inside of you. In your spirit looks like the Spirit of God. Very prosperous. Now, what amount of prosperity is lacking of the Spirit? It's all prosperous, amen? But when you begin to bring out, that's now where prayer works. Because people understood prayer as petition, take it to another level. Bring out what is inside of you, amen? The greater one who lives inside of you. Bring him into your atmosphere. Bring him into your atmosphere with your words, with your word. That's what a core decree. That's what establishes the kingdom. And listen to the words of Jesus. He says, the kingdom does not come by observation. Why? Because the kingdom is within you. The kingdom does not come by observation. In other words, if you are looking around waiting for the kingdom to come, you're late. They already came, amen? But now it is inside of you. It is your responsibility as you pray, as you speak, to bring out the kingdom. Bring out the kingdom. Bring out the kingdom into your work. Bring out the kingdom. And you remember we were talking here some other day. And we say the kingdom is a realm. It's a realm of influence, amen? The kingdom is a realm, amen? Yeah, it's a domain. What they call dominion and domain are two words that come from the same root word, amen? So the kingdom is that realm. And now when you begin to really pray, you are bringing out that kingdom that Jesus said is within you, and you are beginning to. You may not have to say your kingdom come, no. But as you begin to speak, you are enforcing the kingdom. You begin to say, my workplace shall be like this, and it shall be like this. Kampala shall be like this, and it shall be like this. Initially, it looks as if you are just speaking word. But as you continually bring out what is inside of you, amen, and bring it into your environment, it begins to affect your environment. A time comes when your environment now recognizes the thing that is inside of you. And now, when what is inside of you is what is outside of you, how can you fail? How can you be sick? Where will cancer pass?
Praise the Lord.
Where will accidents pass?
Amen.
That's what God wants to do for you. He wants you to learn to bring out what is inside of you into your outside, to begin to bring it into your circumference, to begin to walk into that atmosphere. Amen. To walk surrounded by that atmosphere of dominion. That atmosphere, when you go home, it's there in your sitting room, it's in your bedroom. When you come to church, there. Imagine if all of us were walking in a strong place, in a strong circumference of dominion. Let me tell you what would happen. If when we came in here, there was strong dominion that came in here, all of us. You are talking about, we see some things down there. We wouldn't have to pray about it. It's kind of like, have you ever seen when the president of the United States comes to Uganda? You know what happens? President of Uganda has bodyguard. But when the president of the United States comes to Uganda, the bodyguards of the president of Uganda are disarmed. They are wonderful. They are doing a good job, but they are not as relevant. There's a higher entity who deserves much more protection. Amen. So I'm telling you something. If you begin to increase your influence in the spiritual realm, we're still talking about prosperity. You get to a place where whenever you walk past a place where there is other beings that are not the children of God, that are not angels, they are disarmed. Amen. But right now, maybe the only ones who are disarmed are the ones who are very near you. But the time comes, and this is what we want to see. We want to go to a place where you disarm the whole neighborhood. Amen. You disarm the whole neighborhood of demonic beings, of things that you come into a place where there is alcohol abuse, where there is perversion, and it is disarmed of the perverting devils. Amen. That's prosperity. That's a prosperous spirit. That's a prosperous soul. That's prosperity. You are prospering. You are succeeding. You are gaining. You are increasing.